This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. One of the ways, and there were a lot of them, but one of the ways that China became the economic powerhouse that it is was by taking in a lot of the stuff the rest of the world didn't want, paper and plastic and metal scraps, and then using that as fodder for its own manufacturing base. They took out recyclables for decades, and we bought the products they turned all those scraps into. But about a year ago, that all changed, and the global recycling industry has not been the same since. Javi Lieber wrote about it for Vox. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So I confess that I did not know the system whereby which I put all my recycling out at the curb at night on Tuesdays. I did not know that system was broken, but you tell me it is.
Yeah, the country is in sort of a crisis moment regarding our recycling, not just glass, but plastic, paper, everything.
Well, so tell me how it used to work then. I mean, when global recycling as an industry was working, what was happening? Where did this stuff go?
So the global recycling industry is a $200 billion industry, and it spans the globe. If you think about your milk cartons, your water bottles, your cardboard boxes, your plastic containers, all of that gets collected, and then it gets sold in bulk to countries like China, Malaysia, India, Vietnam. But really, for the last few decades, China has been the main country that has been importing recyclables and then selling them to small mom-and-pop factories and then turn them into cheap exportable goods like shoes or sandals, little knickknacks. And that really contributed to China becoming this manufacturing giant.
And the catch, of course, is now the Chinese have decided they don't want to do that anymore, right, with the changes in the Chinese economy.
So when China was becoming this manufacturing giant in the late 80s, early 90s, they were capitalizing on cheap labor. But now the Chinese government doesn't want to be considered the world's garbage dump anymore. The government is veering away from low profit sectors like waste, and they're actually focusing more on tech. On the tech industry. And as a result of this, now the global recycling system is just totally crumbling. And plenty of cities in the U.S. are struggling to figure out what to do with the recycled goods.
Right. So the question then is, when I put my trash can out, as I will do when I do tonight, and it's got all my recyclables in it, what are municipal and for-profit, I suppose, recycling firms and organizations in this country doing with all of that scrap?
It's kind of turned into a panic. So some cities are actually burning the waste. Other cities are burying it. Some are dumping it into landfills. But right now, like the recycling system is just completely and utterly crumbling and has to be reshaped.
The attentive listener here will note that if we are more mindful in our consumption, we don't have to worry so much about recycling, right?
That's the direction that a lot of these bigger companies are going to. So over the last year, you've seen companies like Nestle, Unilever, Procter & Gamble. I read a piece, even Trader Joe's is trying to figure out what to do, you know, to curb back on plastic. But there isn't current infrastructure to figure out like how to send it and where and when, because we've been so reliant on China. It's also interesting that other countries like India and Malaysia are now trying to follow in China's footsteps and ban foreign trash. So, you know, you have the United States struggling, but you also have Germany and Ireland who are and Australia who, you know, they're just their whole recycling system was built on these countries who now no longer want their trash.
Right. It is indeed a changing global economy. Recycling is the topic of the day. Javi Lieber writes for Vox. Javi, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on the show.